Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We will share the presentation. So I'll start and then I'll step back. Euroscience Open Forum, Europe's most important interdisciplinary forum. The plan of the presentation is as follows. What is ESOF? What are the goals? It is this most important interdisciplinary forum. It is many things in one. We have some statistics from the earlier editions. The plans for the next ESOFs are now known. And that's it. So first of all, what is ESOF? ESOF was created in 2004 by Euroscience, the European Association for the Promotion of Science and Technology. Now, let me say a few words about Euroscience. Euroscience was set up in 1997, and the reason basically was that we didn't have in Europe any forum at all for the European scientists and European science. That is, we didn't have a forum to give a voice to European scientists and European science across disciplines, across countries. And there was no platform for all with an interest in science, whether it's the general public or science journalists or politicians or companies, to come together and to have a forum, a meeting place, where they could exchange views. That's what we've done, and we've done several very concrete things. For example, Euroscience was the key driver behind the European Charter for Researchers and the Code of Conduct for Recruitment of Researchers. We have organized debates in the European Parliament about science. We have been a platform, very important in those days, for scientists in the central and eastern parts of Europe when there was not yet a single country a member of the European Union. And it was important to speak up for scientists' rights in those countries in those days. We have also been, for example, a platform to speak up for space science. There was, a couple of years ago, a wrestling going on between the European Commission and the European Space Agency, and in that wrestle, the European Commission had forgotten completely about the existence of space science. While that is a key driver for space efforts in Europe, and indeed one of the big successes of European science. And we publish an electronic journal nowadays, the Euroscientist, which gives important new developments and discussions about science. So that's Euroscience. Back to the Euroscience Open Forum. It's a biannual pan-European meeting dedicated to scientific research and innovation. It is modeled, we are ready to and grateful to admit that, on the AAAS conferences. It's a unique conference in Europe, and here is the websites. The goals of Europe, of Euroscience, are to present cutting-edge scientific and technological developments in all fields, cutting-edge not for the scientists, but for other scientists in other disciplines and for other interested parties. We want to stimulate the public's engagement with science and technology. We want to foster a European dialogue on science and technology, on society and policy, by offering a platform for all sorts of interactions between all sorts of people interested in science. The scientists themselves, the policymakers, the business community, the public at large, the media not in the last place. Increasingly, it has become a valuable resource, including careers advice for young scientists. It's Europe's most interdisciplinary forum, as I said. We organize it, let me start by saying that, we organize it by organizing a competition between cities. It's on a biannual basis. Cities compete. There is a huge involvement of local governments, regional governments, national governments, of local business communities, of the local scientific community, the universities, etc. And there is a deliberate attempt, as I already indicated, to really be a place also for the younger generations of scientists to come to and to meet with the older scientists and all the others involved in science. And so in a sort of elevator pitch, why should you go there? You can learn about new trends and directions in research, in business, in science policy. You can network with the leaders of the science community. You can communicate your research results to others. You can participate in debates and discussions about all that is important around European science. You can meet and talk to journalists. Raffaele will give more details. You can develop your career. And that is what ESOF intends to be. And I'll step back now, as I said, and give the floor to you.
Thank you, Peter. ESOF is unique in the sense that it has many programs running in parallel, and that means that it's not just a scientific conference, although the scientific program is very much at the core of the conference. The scientific program brings together 6,000 scientists from all over Europe and from every discipline of science in order to discuss the forefront of research from different viewpoints. But ESOF also has a career program, and as Peter mentioned, this is very important because it enables young scientists, or perhaps scientists that are wanting to change direction in their career, to come together and realize that despite the different nationalities and the different cultures, we've actually all got a lot in common, which are similar opportunities and similar difficulties. Now, the career program is actually incredibly successful, so much so that a lot of foundations finance buses for young students to get onto the bus and drive or maybe fly over to the ESOF event. A few examples are last year we had the Bosch Foundation that financed fellows to come to ESOF 2010. This particular bus I actually really thought was wonderful because it traveled all the way around Scandinavia to pick up people and then brought them to Turin. And then we had another example of people from Vienna. Another really successful feature of the career program is something that's called Something with a Prof, and the something changes from ESOF to ESOF. And what it is, it's an event that enables young scientists to meet in an informal and relaxed context with a professor. And this isn't necessarily just an academic, it can be also somebody who's very successful in science policy, in all sorts of fields of science. And they meet around a culinary speciality of the city. So it was pretzels in Munich, tapas in Barcelona, pizza in Torino. But the real importance is that whether pretzel, tapas, or pizza, it's always informal and it's always with a prof. And this is really something that has been successful because it enables people who have succeeded in science to transmit their passion to the young and the young people to ask in an informal context to these senior people, you know, what made them so special? What made them become the Nobel Prize winners or discover the discoveries that they did? ESOF also has a science to business program. This is very important because it enables people from the business sector to meet with scientists and eventually develop collaborations. And we have a science to media program. Peter mentioned it. The journalists are very important to us because thanks to them, they write about ESOF and people get to know about us. But ESOF is actually very important to journalists as well because at ESOF, they get fresh ideas and new ideas about hot science that is discussed in new ways. The Science to Business program in Torino brought together 246 exhibitors, and these are just some of the articles that were written about ESOF, and the most journalists that we had was actually in 2008 in Barcelona. We had 511 journalists. ESOF is also a Science in the City program. This is an outreach program, and I actually like this program an enormous amount because Science in the City is what makes ESOF so unique. ESOF happens every 2 years. It's in a different European city, but globally it's a conference. But Science in the City means that the city really can showcast to the rest of the world and emphasize to everyone that it is, during that time, the city of science. And it also means that it's more than just a conference. It means that all the people in the city are living the ESOF week at the same time as the attendees of the conference. There's obviously an exhibition, and then there are social and satellite events. A quick word on satellite events. This is an opportunity for European organizations to host their event either before or after ESOF and therefore get more visibility. Science in the City program in Turin, it was 97 activities, 2,200 square meters, and 75,000 visitors. But I thought pictures would say more. This is a picture of Science Meets Poetry. This is an event that took place in one of the piazzas of Torino. This was in Stockholm. This is to show the variety of events of Science in the City. And it's obviously geared towards also the young and the public. Just a quick word on this final picture. It's actually my favorite because if you actually look at it, you can see that every lamppost in Turin had a flag showing ESOF. And this really goes to say that the people of Turin during the ESOF week were living ESOF together with the attendees of the conference. Stats from earlier ESOF editions. It all started in Stockholm in 2004, and unexpectedly, we actually had 1,800 participants. What I'd like to draw your attention to in this statistical slide is the fact that the participants are increasing over time. ESOF is a project, it's developing, it's getting better and better with every edition, and it really is an exponential success. So it was held in Munich in 2006, in Barcelona, we had 4,000 participants. In Torino, we had 4,500. And the next one, we're expecting 6,000 participants. Just a few words about nationalities. This slide shows that in Torino, we had 63 countries participating. And this goes to say that although ESOF is a European conference, it spans a much greater geographical area than just Europe. Next ESOS, the next one is going to be held next year in Dublin in 2012, between the 11th and the 15th of July. The dedicated website is esof2012.org. And just to give you a bit of a teaser and maybe encourage you to come, these are some of the speakers that will be addressing the audience of ESOF. And the good news is that registration actually opened yesterday. So as soon as this talk is over, you can log on to the website and register to come to ESOF. The one after that will be Copenhagen, and it will be held in 2014. And if you want to find out more about the world of ESOF, not just about the current events, but the past ones, and perhaps we could host ESOF 2016 in Budapest if you would like to apply, then you can check out our website of the permanent ESOF headquarters, and that's esof.eu. And I think Peter wants to say a few words.
So, as you have seen, ESOF is really an event by scientists and by all the others interested in science, for scientists and all the other stakeholders, and it provides a place where all these people meet, have multiple ways of exchanging views on what's important for science in relation to society, and that is key, I think, if we want to address the challenges which society meets. It is really a way where people go away from with inspiration for their own work in their different places, whether it's in the university or in the parliament or in school or wherever they are working. Thank you very much.